JRMC welcomes new OBGYN doctor and nurse practitioner, North Dakota to hold special meeting to discuss legacy fund investment. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Regional Medical Center's motto is keeping care close to home. By adding to their gynecology and obstetrics team, they'll do just that. Dr. Emily Stromquist finds herself in Jamestown after starting her journey at the University of Minnesota Duluth and University of North Dakota. She now joins Dr. Greg McAdoo and bolsters the department by adding another provider to the region. She says she's always had an interest in providing OBGYN services her entire life.
Just very interested in pregnancy, childbirth, and care of the woman. And so it was kind of a natural choice when I was choosing my specialty in medical school to move forward with going into OBGYN. And it's just kind of always been my interest.
Nurse practitioner Mackenzie Breitbach will also be joining the staff in the OBGYN department. Read more online at newsdakota.com. North Dakota's State Investment Board has scheduled a meeting to discuss investments in Russia now that the country has provoked a war with Ukraine. The Investment Board will meet Thursday to discuss the $8.5 billion oil tax savings account known as the Legacy Fund. The state owns bonds issued by Russia, but Burgum's spokesman didn't immediately respond to a message seeking detail of those and any other investments. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is chairman of the board, which includes the state treasurer and insurance commissioner. He says the situation is fluid and additional guidance is forthcoming. Much of the Legacy Fund is currently invested in other countries. And authorities say a man who was shot and injured by two Grand Forks County deputies after pointing a gun at them had broken into a house and scuffled with the residents. The Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office says Corporal Brandon Rakowski and Deputy Dustin Waitholm responded to a report of home invasion and found the suspect trying to steal a pickup. The man ignored repeated commands to drop the gun and then pointed it in the direction of officers. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.